Parshas Balak, a very, very tragic parsha. First of all, you see the incredible potential that a man can have and how it's wasted, how it's abused. Balak and Bilam. Bilam was a man. Balak was a very powerful king, paranoid. Bilam was a fantastically powerful Navi, and he destroyed everything. But more than anything, what's tragic about this parasha is how Klal Yisrael imploded. How Klal Yisrael, if we get to the end of the parasha, not the beginning of the next parasha, it's a very, very sad parasha. It's a very bad ending where Klal Yisrael end up doing Znus, Klal Yisrael end up serving Baal Pa'oi, which is one of the worst of Avodah Zarah, and from very high spiritual levels, they end up in a very negative state. In fact, Bilam talks about Klal Yisrael and waxes lyric about the beauty of their tznius, ma tovu alecha Yaakov mishkan nisecha Yisrael, how wonderful it is of the mishkan, that the tents, even the doors don't open one unto the other, that they keep their tznius, so they keep their dignity, their privacy, that they don't look into each other, which means he was duly impressed by the levels of purity of kedushan tahara. Yet Klal Yisrael en masse, even the nosi of a shevet, went and did znus. How was that possible? So it's very clear from the Chazal, it's very clear that the Pasuk says, V'ato hinenei hoylech la'ami l'cho yatzcha she yaseh ha'om azeh l'amcha v'achris ha'yomim, in Perich of Dala Pasuk Dalet. Very clearly, it was an Eitzah, Rashi brings down, that ma l'cho la'asos, what's the Eitzah? So Bilam says to Balak, Eleihehem shal eile soyne zimahu, the gods of these people of Jews hate immorality. And therefore he says, Bilam, now this is very clearly that Bilam was behind the plan, the plot, to cause Klal Yisrael to do the Avera of Znus. The question is, how did Bilam have the audacity? How did he have the concept in his mind? How did he believe that he'd be able to get a Klal Yisrael, who are at tremendously high levels, to do Znus? How did he think it would be possible? How did he think it'd be possible to get a nation like that who adored Deo, who connected to Moshe Rabbeinu? Most of them have left Mitzrayim. They've got Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, it's the end of the 40 years, but you had people there with under enormous amount of authority. Didn't he hear the Dor Deo? How did he expect him to do Znus? And not only that, how did he expect him to do it? How was he successful? You know, that he gave this Eitzav, he gave this piece of advice, and he was successful in making them do this. How is that possible? How did he manage to do that? Furthermore, later on in the parasha connects two Averis he did. The Pasuk says, in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Aleph, V'yesh Yisrael b'shitin, V'yochel ha'om liznes el b'nois mo'yov, they started to do Znus with the daughters of the mo'yov. And then it says, "Vayitzmad Yisrael about Pa'oy v'yicha af Hashem v'Yisrael." And it says, "And the Klal Yisrael connected to Baal Pa'oy." Baal Pa'oy, by the way, is an Avodah Zarah that glorifies abuse. Glorifies abuse. Basically, it's not an Avodah Zarah where you bow down to. The Avodah Zarah is described in the Gemara Sanhedrin as the more you could possibly show it to abuse, that is the better way of glorifying it. I'm not going into any details. But human waste and smear it on the nose of the Avodah Zarah, enormous amount of disgusting, and that was the Avodah Zarah. That was the way he served it. It was a crazy Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael were able, they didn't serve Avodah Zarah on a manner of intellect, they worked it out through an intellect. This was the lowest form of Avodah Zarah, and the Klal Yisrael got connected to that of the abuse of Baal Pa'or. How did Klal Yisrael do Znus and Baal Pa'or? What happened here? What exactly happened here? How did it get into their heads? And it seems very connected. It seems that the Znus was connected to Baal Pa'or. So how did it start with Znus, end with Baal Pa'or? What happened here? And interestingly enough, in Parashat Devarim, the Pasuk says, connects for some reason the Issa of Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra, not to add on, nor to take off mitzvahs, with the Issa of Bal Po'or, with what happened with Bal Po'or, because you saw what happened in Bal Po'or. What's the connection towards that as well? So I saw a fascinating piece, and this is something which is really, it opened up the whole parasha, and that is, there's a Baal Shem. The Baal Shem Tam HaKadosh brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world with Midas HaDin. And he saw that the world could not survive, so he connected the Midas HaDin with Midas HaRachamim. That's what the Pasuk says. B'yoyim asois Hashem Alekim Eretz Yishmaim. Hashem is Rachamim, and Alekim is Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world with Din, with Rachamim and Din. Says the Baal Shem, what does that mean, Din and Rachamim? What's that all about? He says, why can't the world be just with Din? We can understand, because if it's just with Din, just with cold justice, people misbehave sometimes, people mess up, and Midas HaDin would wipe out humankind. People are open to failure, and if they fail, they will be destroyed. That's why the world cannot continue with Din. But why can't the world have just have Rachamim? Why can't it be merciful, be kind, be compassionate? Why? Exactly. The problem is, if you have just Rachamim, Rachamim is Hefkeris. It has no boundaries, it has no authority, it has no discipline. And therefore the world has to have this element of Din and Rachamim that play together, that balance each other out. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mole Rachamim. He's full of Rachamim. When, therefore, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us Din? When in our day-to-day life does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us Din? Now this is a very, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that Bilam was able to identify the ace. He knew the time. What time did he know? He said every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a time where he is Breigus with Klal Yisrael, which he has Kaas with Klal Yisrael. Yes? And it's a time of Din. And therefore he said at that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with Klal Yisrael, he would throw in a klala at that moment. Gemara brings us in Sanhedrin and of Kufhei on the base, and it's mentioned as Merumas in a Novi Michal. He says, "Vayoyda das Elyon." Gemara Kufhei on the base. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Shohiyde lechaven oisah shosh haKadosh Baruch Hu koyespo." He knew that every the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew the time, and in that moment, he was going to curse Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He decided, with his compassion to Klal Yisrael, not to get angry at that time. Not to give him the opportunity to curse Klal Yisrael at that second. So Rabbi Yisai, what happened over here, says we sure, Alter Belzer Rebbe, what do you say? What happened over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Rachamim. At what time of his day there's Din? Because Bilam would have used that Din to wipe out Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have that Din. Ultimately, what was those days full of? Only Rachamim. If the days are filled only with Rachamim, then what happens is, it's Rachamim without any kind of boundaries. It's Rachamim without any kind of borders, without any discipline. And therefore, if you have Rachamim with no discipline, that is the ideal recipe, the ideal lethal cocktail for the case of immorality for Znus. And therefore, the question we asked beforehand, how did Bilam know that Klal Yisrael would fall? Because he tried to curse Klal Yisrael. And he couldn't curse Klal Yisrael because it's only Rachamim. If there's no Rachamim, there's no Din. If it's only Rachamim and no Din, then that he can bring Klal Yisrael to terrible affairs. That was how he knew it'd be successful, and that's how he was successful. That is how he was able to do that.
The
Baal Shem
Tov.
The Baal Shem Tov talks about that Rachamim and Din in a conceptual idea of why there has to be this balance in the world, because either we have just Rachamim. Yeah, then you have Znus. If you have just Din, then Klal will be wiped out. But the Belz Rebbe brings into this vault why it worked on and how he's able to make them successful. A beautiful, beautiful vault. Okay? That all makes sense, Rabbi Yisai, with the Znus. That all makes sense with the Znus. But what happened with Baal Po'or? And it seems very clearly from the Pasuk that the Znus
of what happened with the Bnei Midyan and Baal Peor were connected one with the other. What's the connection, and how is he able to do that? No, cool. So Chaim Shmulevitz has a beautiful piece on Sichas Musa in this week's parasha. And he asks this question as well: what connection is there between Baal Peor and the pasuk that says in Devarim, don't add on, don't take off, that I've commanded you? Why? The pasuk says, you have seen what happened in Baal Peor. In other words, don't put on five corners on your tzitzis, don't have extra tefillin, partially tefillin, because Baal Peor, what's the connection? Baal Peor is a Avodah Zarah. What's it got to do with tefillin? What's it got to do with adding on and taking off from the mitzvahs? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and this is absolutely brilliant, and it's poshut. He says, the culture, the idealism of Baal Peor was an Avodah Zarah that we would call the hippie. The hippie culture. Means there are no boundaries. There's no discipline. A person has a right to do whatever they want to do. In fact, until now, we have been confined by Avodah Zarah telling us what to do. We tell Avodah Zarah what to do. We are in control. Don't tell us what to do. It is a culture of a complete breakdown of any form of discipline. It's a punk culture, called a punk culture. They walk around with this crazy hair and the crazy things. We'll do what we want, where we want, how we want. And the world has not gone any better since then. It may not be flower kids, flower children, but the world of the immorality and the idealism of the teenage world, certainly, and the death rock music and everything else is basically the culture of doing what I want. That is Baal Peor. So Baal Peor is not pshat that we have Avodah Zarah and serving the Avodah Zarah is doing these things. That is the whole Avodah Zarah. The whole culture of Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor is the breakdown of any kind of boundaries. So he says, and therefore, what Bilam did was, he was able, as we mentioned, he doesn't explain this, but the way we explained it is, that he understood that there's no such time in the day that has any kind of din. It's only rachamim. If that's the case, we can slip in the znus. We can break the boundaries. Once you start breaking boundaries, once you start letting down your guard, then there's absolutely no end. There's no end where a person can reach. Ein adam oisa, a person's not doing any avera unless he comes crazy. If he comes crazy, how could you blame him for what he did? Says Chaim Shmulevitz, you can blame him for allowing himself to become stupid in the first place. A person is brought to task not because of the avera that happens in the end. It's when a person breaks the boundaries. When a person, there's a certain boundary, there's shleim in the gear, there's yichud, whatever it is. And once a person breaks that, of course things happen after that. And the person may not be in control after that, but you're taken to task. Why did you break the boundary in the first place? And that was a chokhma Bilam. Bilam knew there was no din. There's only rachamim. Rachamim brings to the din, brings to the concept of znus. And if that's the case, there's no boundaries. Let's make a shit out of no boundaries. Let's make a whole idealism out of no boundaries. Let's do Baal Peor. Let's justify our actions. This is not something that we messed up. On the contrary, we believe in the authority that there is no authority. We believe that we're in control. And therefore, Baal Peor was a natural continuation of what would happen in the idea of over here, of the Znus. And that's what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains. You can't, Baal Tosa, Baal Tigra, it means, if you add on to a mitzvah, you are broken a boundary. Fantastic! Put five parash in your tzitzis. In your tefillin. Do five things in your tzitzis. No. You may think it's a frumkeit. You're trying to add on, but it's a gether. You've broken the boundary of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is the norm. Once you break that, that's straight to Baal Peor. You take off, that's straight to Baal Peor. Because Baal Peor is a breakdown of boundaries. It is a breakdown of the system of authority. That is Baal Peor. Now I'd like to say, Chaim Shmulevitz says, how did Klal Yisrael justify themselves? Listen to this carefully. How did Klal Yisrael justify themselves? In other words, they did the znus, a breakdown of boundaries. Now, naturally, you come on to justifying yourself, which is Baal Peor, which is a shitter of breaking down boundaries. But they're very intelligent people, they don't fool themselves. How do they fool themselves that's the right thing to do? You're dealing here with Klal Yisrael, Dor Deah. They're very bright people. What was the breakdown over here of the boundaries? How were they able to do that? So what I'd like to say is the following. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz touches on it, but I'll bring back to our point. There's such a thing called Gadlus Ha'odom. Gadlus Ha'odom. Slabodka. Gadlus Ha'odom. Altifun Slabodka. Gadlus Ha'odom is, what's Gadlus Ha'odom? Gadlus Ha'odom, I'll first explain to you, Gadlus Ha'odom is the version of Baal Po'er. Gadlus Ha'odom is, I am great. I am in control. Nobody dares tell me what to do. And therefore, I can do what I want, when I want, because I am in control. That is the Gadlus Ha'odom, according to the Shitta of Baal Po'er. What is Gadlus Ha'odom of Slabodka, Lahavdla Elef Avdolos? I am great. I've got to ensure that my greatness remains, and I've got to remain close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore I've got to make gedder after gedder to ensure that I keep my dignity, I remain great, and I don't fall down to those things that are totally abhorrent to the Torah, totally opposite to Kedusha and Tahara. That is Gadlus Ha'odom according to Slabodka. What's the difference, Rabbi Yisai? One very small difference. One very small difference. Gadlus Ha'odom Api, the Shitta of Baal Po'er, is Chesed without Din. It's Chesed without Din. It's doing what you want, when you want, without any Din, without any justification. I do what I want, I don't have to justify myself. Yes? That was prevalent in the times of Bilam. Why? Because there was no Din, because otherwise he would have grabbed onto that Din and he would have destroyed Klal Yisrael with it. That was why they chapped onto that shitter then, because it was Gadlus Ha'odom, which is true, which is a proper shitter. But it was Chesed without Din. What is the real Slabodka, what is Gadlus Ha'odom is, I am so great, I am so close to Ribbono Shel'olam, I have such dignity, being a Jew, I've got to make sure that there's so much Din around me, I've got to make sure that I circle myself with so many different boundaries to ensure that Chas V'Chlila don't break out of who I am and lower my dignity in any way. And therefore, again, the question is, how did Klal Yisrael serve Avodah Zarah of Baal Po'er? How did they possibly do the Znus with the Bnei Midyan? The terrace is very, very, very simple. Very simple. Because, as the Velter Rebbe says, there was no connection of any form of Din in the time of Bilam, because that second of Din HaKadosh Baruch has every day, he took away in order that they should not use that and abuse that against Klal Yisrael. All there was Rachamim. If all there is Rachamim in the world with no end, that is Znus. And that's how he was successful in order to get to the Znus. How did he get to Avodah Zarah? Because Avodah Zarah is the same thing. The Avodah Zarah of Baal Po'er is a concept as well of a Rachamim base, of Gadlus Ha'odom of Rachamim, without any form of Din, without any form of authority, and doing what I want. And that was prevalent, that was the idea what they were breathing in at those times. That was a mistake. What we have to learn from this parasha is that, and we look around ourselves, there are great people who do ridiculous things. There are great people who end up doing ridiculous things. It's a tragedy, and it's a disaster, and it's something which is, unfortunately, not isolated incidences. What we have to learn is how careful we have to be to work on the real Gadlus Ha'odom, to realize who we are, to realize our potential, realize how important it is to put boundaries, to make sure we never ever break those gedorim, to make sure that we live in the Gadlus Ha'odom according to the Torah, because otherwise, Rachman Litzlan, Znus and Avodah Zarah is very, very quickly follows that. That is this week's parasha. That's the tragedy of this week's parasha, and that is we've got to learn from Ezra Shem and take these messages and grow from them.